The purpose of the crime beat is to educate and inform the public about some of the property crime trends occurring in South Delta and other files of interest. If you see anything occurring that you believe to be suspicious, call 911 for in-progress crimes and emergencies or 604-946-4411 for other assistance. Sawa Sen, October 4, address not provided. A business reported an unknown female cashed out a fraudulent pull tab ticket for $500. The ticket was from the business, but had been tampered with in order to make it look like a winning ticket. The suspect presented a Manitoba ID card also believed to be fake. Images of the suspect taken from surveillance video will be distributed by police for possible identification. October 6, One Ferry Causeway. Complainant reported their suitcase had been stolen from the ferry terminal. Video surveillance showed a female grab the bag and walk away from the terminal. Contents of the bag include clothing and jewelry valued at approximately $3,000. Surveillance video images of the suspect to be distributed by police for possible identification. October 7, 4900 block of Canoe Passway. A business reported a suspect had thrown a rock through a window and stolen a locked cash drawer from the cashier stand and then left through the back door. Unknown to the thief, the cash drawer was empty. Surveillance video revealed a male wearing a black helmet with a baseball cap underneath and a light-colored jacket with black sleeve forearms. A fresh cigarette butt was seized and will be analyzed for possible identification of a suspect. October 7, 4900 block of 3rd Avenue. Complainant reported four male youth were banging on residential doors and running away. A brief description of the males provided to police who attended the area, but were unable to locate the youth. October 9, 1600 block of 56th Street. Complainant reported two outboard boat motors were stolen from a parking stall in the underground parking garage. The motors are described as an Evinrude 4 horsepower valued at $500 and a Yamaha 9.9 motor valued at $1,500. October 9, 5000 block of Canoe Passway. A business reported a male had entered the store and stolen a 3-pack of underwear valued at $44. The suspect is described as South Asian, medium build, 5 feet 9 inches tall, wearing a navy plaid hat and a white long-sleeve shirt with green and blue stripes. Area patrol by police proved negative. Ladner, October 3, 5200 block of Ladner Trunk Road. Complainant left their bicycle unlocked outside a business for about 10 minutes and when they returned the bike was gone. The bicycle valued at $300 is described as a black BRC road bike with wide tires and a partially torn black handle grip. A possible suspect identified, but not enough evidence to lay a charge. October 3, 5200 block of Ladner Trunk Road. A business reported a male suspect had concealed a MacBook Pro M1 valued at $1,680 and left the store without paying. A suspect was identified through surveillance video and is charged with theft under $5,000 with a warrant requested for his arrest. October 3, DPDHQ 4455 Clarence Taylor Crescent. Complainant reported that during the COVID pandemic they were fully employed and did not apply for CERB. The complainant has now been contacted by CRA indicating they owe $10,000 for CERB payments received. The complainant believes an entity set up a fake account in their name in which they received these CERB payments. Complainant reporting incident as CRA requires a police file number in order to investigate the possible fraud. October 8, 4700 block of Arthur Drive. Complainant reported they left their locked electric bike in the bike rack outside the seniors' recreation center and when they returned in approximately 3 hours the e-bike was gone. The bicycle valued at $1,500 is described as a white Parg brand e-bike with black riding, black handles, and a black seat. Area patrol by police proved to be negative. The theft under investigation with the complainant to provide pictures of the e-bike. October 9, 4700 block of Arthur Drive. Complainant left their bike locked and secured in the bike rack behind the seniors' recreation center. From the description provided the police were able to locate bike and identify a possible suspect. The bike returned to the complainant and the suspect to be arrested for theft.